Hi, and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
And this is an advice podcast, and
ostensibly.
An area where, ostensibly, basically more likely an area where Brandon, Claire and I just chat about geeky things, which seems to be the... And food. We talk about food a lot.
This is why we all have to eat before we podcast, because we talk about food so much. If we don't, we regret it.
We talk about food a lot, even if we do eat, and then I get hungry.
I know, but like, I'm saying we regret it even more if we don't eat, because then we're talking about food and complaining about wanting food.
Yeah. But I wonder if when we're really hungry and we're talking about food, the food sounds more attractive and people.
Oh,
enjoy
definitely.
It more. I don't know.
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
I'd like
get more into it.
Really,
there's passion behind it. There's passion behind it because we've been
real.
I had a big warm chicken sandwich before I started today, because this is thanks to you. I will shout out to Tom and his wife Kirsty, because they had a tradition of having warm chicken sandwiches on a specific day. I can't remember which day it is, that Tom will tell me. But they used to talk about it quite a bit in chat with me, and I go, fuck, I'd love a warm chicken sandwich. So it's kind of become a thing that I do now.
Is that like
you guys have gone
breakfast?
Well, it was like 11. So
oh, okay.
Not, yeah, it's sort of mid-morning. I didn't have any breakfast, so.
Yeah.
I don't like breakfast. I still don't like breakfast. You guys don't eat breakfast either, do you?
Oh,
well,
I
you
do.
I do when I can. If I try to always have something lazy. Yeah, I get too hungry. I couldn't not eat breakfast.
We don't skip
yeah,
meals
a problem in
this house. Ostensibly.
Yeah, no, of course not.
I don't on purpose.
I get queasy sometimes in the morning and I don't want to eat breakfast, but
it's possible because you haven't eaten breakfast.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a pretty normal reaction for a body that wants you to put something in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part
but
of
also
the
I don't like any home cooked breakfast foods. Like I don't like cereal. Toast is boring as batshit. The only thing I really quite enjoy for breakfast is bacon and eggs, or just eggs. So I have been lately scrambling up myself some eggs in the morning, and that's quite nice, but that's a lot of effort, so it's just like
I do if I've got the energy. Otherwise I usually will have, like, I don't know, a bagel or other easy stuff. Cereal.
I wish my kids would eat cereal. Cereal.
I actually like cereal. Well, big sugary Halloween cereals. Are
oh yeah,
all out right
I eat
now.
Reese's Puffs.
Yeah.
That's what
well,
I
they had bad shaped Reese's Puffs at
yes!
Target last
that
week.
That was the most. Yeah, that was the most recent box of cereal I got. I was like,
it came in
gosh.
The biggest box ever.
I know. It was so gigantic.
I need to go back and see if they still have it.
I think we only finished it because while Travis was sick, because he of course caught what I had. He would just, like, chow down on it as a snack.
It makes a good late-night snack.
Yeah.
You know, like, so you don't go to bed hungry or something like that, and you're not, like, filling up with ice cream. I mean, I guess the difference in sugar levels is probably negligible. But let me live my lies.
Yeah, I love crunchy nut cornflakes. They're the fucking bomb. I love them so much, but they're so bad for you. And I'm like, yeah, I probably should just bite the bullet and buy some cereal. Woohoo!
I don't think that anything with the word cornflake in it can be that bad for you. Like, I don't buy it.
Yeah, if it's completely dipped in sugar.
I mean, as long as you don't eat, like, a ton of it, it's better to have a little bit than no breakfast.
Yeah, that's like, that's true of anything.
I think I bought Cocoa Pops once for my son because he's chocolate obsessed. And he was just like, no, this isn't chocolate.
He would have a bar.
Yeah, he'd have a bowl of chocolate for breakfast. That's what he'd want. Like, none of this bullshit, you know, chocolate flavoring. I want a whole bowl of chocolate.
That was Reese's Puffs' whole marketing scheme. They're like, candy for breakfast.
Yeah, basically. Like,
it's
they,
not candy,
even...
it's Reese's. And it's like, it is candy, Reese's.
It basically is. Like, they didn't even try to pretend.
Yeah. Like, Travis picked out one of those bat-shaped ones, and those, I swear, are worse than that. He's like, look, it's got little granules of sugar you can see right on it. It's candy.
And then we also got a huge box of, what is it, Boo-berry?
Yes, blueberry. Yes. Blueberry's so good.
I'm amazed that, like, I love the fact that you guys have Halloween themed cereals. I mean, we don't do, like, Halloween is like a bastardization here. We just, it's basically just an excuse for kids to dress up, and no one really takes it very seriously.
Yeah,
so,
I think it's probably biggest. I think it's biggest in America, right?
Yeah.
No one else goes.
Yeah,
as
Halloween
bonkers.
Is. It's quite. It's a more of a like a pagan holiday in the UK and Europe.
Yeah, they,
and not a, it's not a commercialized thing. So
it's bigger.
Oh yeah,
we did
to it what we did to Christmas.
Yeah,
so.
It's bigger in backwoods areas of like the UK and stuff. But
I think
they carve like turnips. is cool, and I've always wanted to do, but I don't have that kind of a umption.
I don't have a turnip around. I think it's gotten to be our second biggest holiday.
Yeah, it does feel like it. Like,
which is weird because like stores still don't put out nearly as much stuff. Like, they've already started some of them have already started switching over to Christmas stuff, which makes me so mad,
so angry. Like,
it's not even Halloween yet.
Yeah,
I know.
I went to Michael's to pick up some stuff, some crafting stuff. And yeah, they had fucking almost completely cleared out their Halloween stuff, and it was all Christmas stuff. And I was like, not even halfway through October.
I know. And like, if even a note of Christmas music starts before December 1st, I will stab somebody.
Oh, it makes me so mad. Yeah, I hate it.
Although I do confess, I have started hunting around for the holiday cards I'm going to send out this year.
Yeah, I mean, you have to plan that stuff ahead, but I don't, like, it's one thing, I mean, they could just advertise, like, oh, look, a convenient sale for stuff you might want later in the year.
Right?
Without, like, damning down all the Christmas shit, like, we don't need a tree this early or whatever. I can understand getting presents and stuff this early, because sometimes if you get to ship them off far and to make sure you get things in time and whatever, but, like, oh, there doesn't need to be Christmas stuff everywhere.
I had an aunt who quite famously had her Christmas shopping done by August. Like,
had her what?
Had her Christmas shopping all completed by August.
Well, you know what? That sucks, because you can't do that anymore, because people just buy, like, I understand that not everyone has, you know, infinite amounts of money, but things are so much cheaper now than they used to be. Like individual things are so much cheaper now. I mean, and I know that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone can afford to do stuff, but if you really want something these days, or you need it, you tend to just buy it straight away, in my experience. So if you've got, like, that means if you've done all your Christmas shopping by early August these days, then half the time the person who needs the thing has already bought it by the time Christmas comes around.
So I try to save Christmas time, and I know not everybody has this luxury, but I try to save, like, Christmas and birthdays for stuff that I don't need and wouldn't necessarily buy for myself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I put my Christmas list out for my husband and my kids in that, because I started painting models. I'm like, I don't want, but I won't buy the Warhammer models because they're really, really expensive, and they're also really, really pretty, and I'm not good enough to paint them yet. So I'm like, I'm not going to buy them for myself. But, you know, if anyone wants to buy me one that I can look at for 6 months while I try and get up the skills to be able to paint it, that'd be really good.
Yeah, this is what I've decided I need to do with, like, enamel pins and shit.
I was just going
to
say that.
I love them, and they're so cute, but they're, I mean, I get why
totally
they're so
useless.
Expensive, but they're so expensive, and I need to not go crazy. Cause yeah, I've been holding out, and then I finally got a fucking denim jacket to put all this shit on, and now that I put some of my pins and stuff on there, I'm like, must completely decorate the entire thing.
Must
so
cover
hard.
Jacket until I clickety clackety down the hallway when I walk.
I mean, I lost my classically awful pin from my bag. I've got them on my bags. It's okay. I've got like 20 of them because we ordered them. So I've got another one, but I'm glad it wasn't one of my Mess Max fun ones, because they're irreplaceable. So I'm like, I better get a jacket instead, because otherwise I'm just gonna keep losing them.
Yeah, that's literally the entire reason I got the jacket, because I was like, I've got pins and I've got patches. Why? They just sit there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should have something to put them on. So
I wanted to get a jacket just so that I could justify buying enamel pins.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the bad part is I was like, well, I'll get a jacket to put the ones I have on. But I'm like, well, but now I need more to.
you need a better variety. You can't just have Max Fun pins.
Yeah, I can't just have. Yeah, I've literally, I've got almost only Captain Marvel patches and only McElroy pins. Because I've got two Taz Balance pins, and then since I went to one of their live shows, I've got their set of tour pins, and then I had to get a Thank Travis for Travis pin because I was getting an autograph from him, and because it makes me laugh.
He's a very cute pin.
But yeah.
No, I've got Steven and Mr. Harris Bunker, Dr. Harris Bunker. Yes. Sorry, Dr. Harris Bunker.
I'm so mad I didn't get those. Because it was when I was still trying to resist getting pins because I didn't have everything to put them on.
I've got the Provax pin as well.
It's fine. Now my whole fucking jacket in like a little bit is going to be so fucking gay. I was like, what do I need to complete this? And I was like, well, I have to get this fucking binary star pin because it's perfect in so many ways. But then it was like free shipping with $35 or more. And I was like, well, it'll already be about half that.
I can get more than one.
It'll already be about half that with shipping. So now I have four like different.
Awesome.
Like, yeah, I've thought about seeing if we could make a pin for this podcast, but it's so, like, the startup is so expensive. I haven't
We did it for Classically Awful and, it would mean that like each individual pin, we only got 20 made.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And each individual pin ended up costing $10 each. So it was $200 for 20. Yeah. So if we wanted to do it and then post them out to people and stuff like that, then it would be more expensive. But
yeah, like that's why I haven't gone and made my pins. Because I think they're really cute and I would love to be able to like sell some and stuff. But God, I don't have that kind of money to like. Like, that's why I do everything on Redbubble, because it costs me nothing up front. It's just, like, slap some shit up there.
We'd have to Indiegogo that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, when we hit it big. Inevitably, when we hit it big.
Just if people are interested in pins, though, because I can get them done. But I probably shouldn't get them done, because then I'd have to ship them out from here.
Well, people want pins, they should let us know, and then also become patrons.
That's the only way we're going to be able to finance pins.
If we get to 10 patrons, we can offer pins for people to buy.
Ooh, yeah.
Rather than give them out.
That would be great.
Mm.
We'll make that, like, don't they let you set goals or something?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We can put that on the Patreon as a goal. Instead of talking shop.
I'm the person who's supposed to be in charge of Patreon.
Oh.
Speaking of Patreon, I still need to get that photo shoot done. But we've blathered on for a good 15 minutes without doing anything that was on the list that you showed us beforehand. So
that's not a thing we do.
People are here for.
So how about let's do our cooking segment, Cooking with Canada.
Yay.
Canada tells us this week that she has capers, one singular sweet potato that was very specified, and peanut butter.
Capers. My friend, one of my best friends from primary school, used to call capers little nodules of Satan's spite. He hates them so much. I love capers. I think they're fantastic.
Oh, my spouse loves them. I can take them or leave them.
Yeah, pretty much. I have like a vague aversion to them just because they're weird.
Yeah, that's, I don't, but like, I think I dislike them.
Yeah, they mean nothing to me like flavor-wise, but they're just weird.
So I just, like, casually avoid them. I'll see something with capers in, and I'm like, eh, okay, I'll get something else.
We used to do a puttanesca with anchovies. Look, you melt the anchovies and capers and garlic together before you start the tomato sauce. So you put you fry up garlic, capers, anchovies, salt, pepper, and oregano. And
so you've already got like two out of three things that I'm not gonna touch. So
you don't like anchovies, do you?
No.
Oh my god!
I think puttanesca has quite a few things I don't like olives and stuff in it.
It's got lots of stuff in there that makes you think it's got meat in it. Basically, it's meant to look like, it's meant to taste like meat without having any meat in it.
Food lies.
Yeah, food lies. full of food lies and little nodules of Satan's
there's
flight.
There's this fucking vegan cooking show, and she made a cheesecake, and literally until she said it was a cheesecake, I didn't know what it was. I was like, is that a pancake? Because it wasn't very thick. It was like really, really thin, and like it was wrong. It was made of tofu.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I was like, ugh.
I always said I was going to try doing it, and then, like, I just can't bring myself to do it. One, because tofu's fucking expensive, yeah. And if I didn't it like it, it would be wasted.
So, there's one sweet potato, peanut butter, and capers.
See, it would be hard for me to make food out of it, because, yeah, I don't even like capers that much, but, like, I would just be tempted to slather on some of that peanut butter and make like a Mr. Potato Head out of it. Like stick the capers on with eyes
and
for
eyes, and then bake it.
Does that count?
It's edible. It's edible, but it's not really dinner. Is
no. I mean, it could be fine.
I would.
Yeah.
I might make fries out of the sweet potato. So cut them thin and fry them up, and dip them in the peanut butter.
Yeah, that would work.
But yeah, the capers could sort of be.
I mean, the capers.
I don't know.
The capers could be your side of vegetables.
Yeah. There we go.
Like I've seen some like brownie recipes that use like maple syrup and sweet potato and cocoa and things
that.
Like I bet you could make a decent peanut butter blondie with
except for the capers. One because of the one single sweet potato.
It would be a tiny brownie, a single brownie.
Yeah.
Tiny. You could make, I make a, actually, this works. It would be, again, a tiny amount because it's only one sweet potato, but blend it up into a soup and the capers can then be like garnish on top.
The
like,
capers keep throwing me every time.
I know.
Like they don't even, it's not even that they taste bad. There's just something about them. When I just,
they don't mix
I
with the
them,
other two things.
I think they look like little eggs. Or something.
Yeah,
it's just unappealing to me.
Like you
because
could,
of that.
You could do like a curry, maybe.
Yeah, no, that would work. Actually, that would work pretty well.
Yeah,
like a satay sweet potato with capers as the as the contrasting flavor.
Yeah,
like you do with like a chutney.
Yeah
with the curry.
Yeah, yeah like I've works. Made I've made a pumpkin curry with peanut butter sauce and stuff before, and it's really good. So, well, there you go. Lots of ideas, and then
wins.
Just, you know, capers.
Make a Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, that's good.
I'm quite keen on the curry now, actually. That sounds good.
Right? We always do
my
this
warm
to
chicken
ourselves.
Sandwich has not been sufficient.
It's happened again.
Oh, I stuffed down some chicken strips. I got some, I got an intense craving. On a whim, I got chicken strips at a fast food place. I don't normally get chicken strips. And came home, horked them down. They were so good. So today when my spouse was like, oh, what do you want for lunch? I'm like, oh, I want these chicken strips again. And then I'm going to do this for like a week probably. And then
I know that happens to me too.
Like, at the end of the week, I'm going to be like, ew, chicken strips.
Yeah, the worst thing is if it's something I can buy at the store and then I buy too much of it.
Yeah.
Like, the craving goes just long enough that I'll, like, restock and then I have it for, like, a day and then I'm like, don't want to touch that.
Yup.
I broke down and had today because
there was literally
nothing on the planet that I wanted to eat.
Oh my god,
and it was like 3 o'clock and I was so hungry. And I actually had planned, I was going to get something at the grocery store, but they literally got rid of a whole section in the grocery store, so I couldn't they changed out their deli section, so they didn't have their sandwiches. Like, I was going to get some salad, like some, I wanted to get some pasta salad, and I wanted to get a sandwich. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have any of that.
It's wild.
Like, yeah, and so then I was like, ugh. It's like, the rest of the stuff here I would have to make. And, like, I have very specific craving. Like, there's nothing else I want. And so I was like, fuck it. And I just went to Well on the way back home because it was on the way back.
Oh, my God. We went to the gym last night because, I have joint pain right now and pain in my bones and stuff. So we just went to sit in the hot tub for a little while because that helps. Loosen up my joints and stuff. And then I get in the cold pool and get back in the hot tub. We walked in and the first thing I noticed is that, like, the spin room is just gone. Like,
where they, oh, right. Okay. Yeah, where that, that's, the a good, that's a good classes. Choice. Spin like, sucks.
There's no more bikes. I don't know where they went. And now it says training room and it's got all the like mats and weights and shit in there.
You know what? There's a story behind that. Something went wrong with those bikes. Someone died on one of those bikes and they had to be recalled. Someone got their foot caught in a spoke and got chopped into smithereens during a spin class.
I've never actually seen anyone in the spin class, and you can check the bikes out like individually, or you could before they all disappeared. And most of the classes I saw were like virtual anyway, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I did spin a couple of times back when I was very young. I did pump, uh-huh. which is like minor like weights to music, and then there was a whole bunch of people. Like there was a pump class. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday or something, and then there was a spin class directly afterwards. And so you'd do pump, and then I'd sort of pack up my stuff and leave, and the rest of the class would just stay there, and I'd be like, "What the fuck are you? Why?" and I sort of lingered one day and realized that they were staying for the spin class, and so they did the pump class, which was an hour.
Yeah.
And then the spin class afterwards. So, of course, me being young and foolish decided, well, if they can do it, I can do it too. I have never been the same since.
I think that card I sent with your Mr. Mind Pins probably sums that up pretty well. But I can't remember exactly what it said.
I've got it somewhere. I have to find it.
Something like, oh, and this man. Is where the plan went wrong or something.
And this is where everything went bad. Oh, yeah, that's right. Here it is. Yeah, I've got it. Here it is. It's a guy with it. I'll have to describe it visually. I put a photo of it up in the Discord if people really want to see. It's a guy with a pitchfork and a whip and a sparkly sort of ringmaster's uniform. And there are three lions in front of him. And the text underneath says, "What followed was a textbook example of the best laid plans gone awry."
Yes.
It's perfect. But yes, I'll put a photo of that into the Discord. And, you know, if anyone wants to be on the Discord, you can see all these amazing visuals. Although Brandon might put it on the Instagram as well.
I might. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see where my whimsy Brandon takes me. Speaking of physical feats that none of us are ready for, should we take a question?
Brandon is discovering her visual acuity. She's doing great on the Instagram at the moment.
Oh, I love it. It's like a really fun... Well, I found out I really enjoy doing promo stuff. I love making the little graphics for my book. I love making the little graphics for us and putting together little photo spreads and stuff. It's great. We got quite the little mutual Instagram following going. It's pretty nice.
But you also like doing things like washi tape and stuff.
Yes.
Like a pretty crafty person around. I just didn't discover what crafty thing I liked until I started doing this miniature thing.
I mean
we've already gone over the fact that I can't fucking settle on any one thing, so
but you art. I mean, I know that, yeah, but you art.
There's a specific thing I do most, but like as far as crafts, it's just like 20 different things. That's why I always try not to get into anything that I know will like require any sort of major investment, because I know I'll do like one thing and be like, I'm done now.
like a Cricut machine or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's all these things that it's like, oh, I could make also. It's like, do not.
It'll be the like most expensive paper craft you've ever made in your life.
Yeah, that's one thing or two about getting into a new hobby. Suddenly, oh, I haven't got this. I need to buy that. I need to. We've spent a lot of money in the last couple of weeks. Have I mentioned to you on the podcast that my husband is building an R2-D2?
Yes. No.
Like an actual size R2-D2.
I didn't know it was actual size.
It's actual size, and it's going to work.
What is he? He's building like an actual robot.
Yep.
Shit, this is how it starts.
I mean, it's one of these things that there's a huge a community on the internet where they build these replica RTDs.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. We had it on the local news because someone around here built one.
What?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It's like a nerdy step up from Robot Wars.
pretty much. I don't think
the Robot Wars.
Yeah, they're way more useless.
Oh my god, I saw the coolest Did you guys see it too? I can't remember. It was someone had taken and taped a bunch of steak knives to the front of two Roombas and put balloons on the back of them. Let the Roombas go in a small space and whoever popped the balloon first won. I was like, hey, babe, robots. We need another Roomba. He was like, no.
No, what you need to do is set up
I don't want it to be
like
an only child.
I know, that's what I said. I was like, it needs a mate.
Oh god, what if it bred though? No, what you need to do is set up like a betting pool in your neighborhood, and every weekend you get together with everyone's Roombas.
And set them free. Oh my god, I could be a YouTube sensation.
Yeah, set them free on the local basketball court, and whoever wins has to get a bottle of wine or something. I think that'd be cool. Awesome.
They have little picnic areas for rent out here. I could do it.
Let's back on track. I think we were gonna do a question before.
Robot Wars.
Yeah. Robot Wars.
Oh, I'm gonna get arrested.
It's just like halfway through the episode, so I'm trying.
Josh asks if we've ever had to take a pacer test. Now I had to look that up. And
a what?
A pacer test.
Oh, a pacer test.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was, so I had to look it up. When I was in school, it was called Indian runs because racism is awesome.
Oh yay! Is that like where they measure your fitness in PE?
Yeah, and you have to run in a line of people, and then like they'll blow a whistle or something, and the person at the end of the line has to sprint to the front of the line while everyone keeps pace.
Yeah, we didn't do that. We had, like, a whole, like, there was, like, the presidential fitness something or
that bullshit
we had to go through. Yeah, so we had to do that. We never did the...
And we were, like, fucking graded on it, too. Like, your phys
ed
grade was based on how
I did
so
bad,
because
I've got my fucking, like, untreated asthma, so we had to run a mile, and I got, like, I think I did, like, halfway, and then I was going to die, so I was just like, fuck it, and I walked.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you got, it was the first time I'd ever gotten, like, an unsatisfactory or whatever the fuck the grade was at the time.
Yeah, I was so mad because
I was
such
devastated.
Good grades, and I was like, I can't help it. I can't run. Yeah, I did everything else. I could do sit-ups and push-ups and all that nonsense.
I feel like that's about the time I feel like that's about the time, like, my utter defiance settled in, really, because I got to a point, like, I ran two laps of the four that we had to run for the mile, and then I just stopped and started walking, and they're like, come on, Brandon, go! And I was like, no!
I was just like, I was like, I can't breathe, and, like, my lungs are on fire, I'm walking. If they're gonna make me finish this fucking shit, I'm not.
Right.
There's no way I'm even jogging or power walking or whatever.
Everybody waited for me, and I didn't fucking care. Like,
they at least did it in like waves, so there wasn't a bunch of people waiting on me. The fucking PE teacher had to wait, and that was their fucking
fault. Yeah. I think. Oh, never mind. I can't remember what I was gonna say.
We don't have that sort of stuff here because education is different. But I do have a story related to PE in that the only time I ever got caught for truancy, I did. You know what truancy is, yeah.
Yes.
The only time I ever got caught for truancy was in year 7 PE, and I got caught. We just skipped PE for about two terms, but we went to the library. We didn't go out in the smoke or anything. We went to the library, the school library, and sat in the library during PE. And it took them two terms to catch us.
Oh, man, I wish. I can't think of any classes I had that they didn't take attendance.
Oh, they took attendance, but we just didn't go. Like, I mean, and I do not want to, like, I'm sure it's different now, but I don't want to malign the Australian public school system because it actually is quite good. But, God damn, I didn't keep track of attendance when I was teaching. It's too fucking hard. I mean, I took a roll, and but if people were absent, like, it wasn't my job to follow that up. So I didn't.
I
didn't.
Hate
attendance.
I think
it depended on the class.
Degrees.
I feel like we always did in gym, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think that, and that there were certain students that you just knew weren't going to come to certain classes when I was teaching. So.
You just got to accept it.
It's like, do you want to get into a fight about this? It's not going to change anything. I literally know where they are. There is a spot downstairs. There is a spot downstairs in the back courtyard where they smoke. I can smell the smoke. I'm pretty sure they're safe. I'll just leave them. It's like, they're not out committing crimes. They're just having a fag.
I think we used that. Yeah. I think someone used that term the other day around baby bye, and she was like, "What?"
Yeah, she never heard that term we use in America.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to give her like the whole history of the bassoon and things like that. So.
Yeah, it's interesting. We were talking about different words for cigarette in another serve the other day as well. That there was things like durry, which is a great one. Have you heard durry?
Nope. No.
And stogie. Stogie's one from the World War II times.
Oh, I thought stogie was a
cigars.
Yeah,
it can be a cigarette as well. Cool. And what else was there? I can't remember anyway. But fag, stogie, durry, ciggy.
Yeah, I've heard those last ones. Anyway, moving on.
We're not a law.
Cigarette advertisement podcast.
Cigarettes are bad.
The next question I had planned was Ryan, who wants to know how to ask for a raise, but I feel like that one's been thoroughly handled in Discord discussion.
Yeah, by people who better know.
I don't know, man. I'm Gen X. We were brought up not to like talk about money ever.
Yeah, so. I haven't been at a job long enough to get a raise, except for the library, which had a raise. You could not ask for a raise. You had to be working there a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was working in teaching, so it was incremental according to how long you were there. So you got a raise automatically every year.
Yeah, the last time I worked in a situation where I was able to negotiate a salary, like they, and I think this is illegal now, and it might have been then, and I just didn't know, but they made you sign a thing saying you wouldn't discuss your salary with other employees.
Yeah, it's always been illegal.
Yeah, and then I found out that as a shift supervisor, I was making a lot less than people I was in charge of.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and then I got in trouble for bringing it up. So.
Of course.
Because I'm not supposed to talk about my salary. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's always been illegal and I just didn't know at the time.
I think it depends. No, I believe you're actually, you have to disclose everyone's salaries at universities.
I think so now. I'm not sure if it was like, that way.
I don't know when it started. Yeah. But I know it's a thing now.
Yeah, oh my god, I haven't had a
I think
witch.
It might have been a thing 10 years ago just because. Oh god, because yeah, when I was at Notre Dame, there was a lot of good fun of like, look at how much more the football coach makes.
Oh no, you're right.
Any of the professors.
Oh, wow. You're right. Yeah.
That's, it's interesting because, Because obviously the New South Wales Teachers Federation, which is our union for teachers, is actually very, very strong. Like, it's a good union. There's like the CFMEU and a couple of other unions in Australia that have got a lot of clout and a lot of power and are good unions in that they really, really do negotiate for rights. But there is an absolute, when teaching here, there's a teaching pay scale. You do not get a pay rise unless you get a promotion. You get paid according to how long you've been working in the job. So you start off on a certain salary. Yeah. Every year it goes up by increments and there's no wiggle room and everyone knows what everyone else is getting paid.
Which
is good.
It's the same with the military.
I think it's same with grade school and high school teachers. I think universities work on a different.
Well, yeah, universities because they've got their funding comes from all over the place, so it's different. But yeah, if you're in a New South Wales school, you get paid a salary that is set by law, basically. And if you don't get any options about that.
So anyway, Ryan, good luck on your pay negotions. I hope
And I think it actually worked out. So join our Discord because you'll get better advice from other people that are not.
Actually, yes, had a wage job in the last 10 years.
That's a good idea. Actually, you could, we'll open up the Discord so that people can solve our questions for us.
Well, I mean, we've got our whole section that lets people have discussions about the questions.
So. Right? Yes. I mean, and that was sad because, like, it was the one, like, very serious question we got this week, and she was so sweet about it. She's like, do you guys take serious questions? Yeah, contrary to all the evidence around the 60 previous episodes, we do get serious.
I mean, it's too late to do her any good now, and she already did well on her.
She really did. Zom really, like, stepped up there and got her through that.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I'm so proud of our friends.
I'm so proud of our friends.
Maybe
so
we should
wise.
Be asking... Maybe we should ask them for advice.
I mean, the closest I can get is saying for, like, commissions, it was all about deciding how much I wanted to make hourly and how much I felt it was worth and blah, blah, blah. And, you know.
Yeah, you so grossly undercharged yourself when I met you.
Well, yeah. So that has actually, I've given myself a raise a few times. Yeah.
Now, it's interesting because with commission work, it's so weird because obviously every artist has a different style. Yeah. So,
commission work is wild. That's why I say pretty much just, like, figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of artists now, like, charge what they're worth again, you know, or closer to what they should be charging. So that's good. Or it's just because I'm in a better place financially now and I don't, like, balk at prices.
Yeah.
But, like, at the time, I knew that if I couldn't afford it, I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Period.
But I could always I could always afford a crack commission for Maui.
Yeah,
because Claire just like she could be 30, whatever. I won't tell the exact price, but there's a small percentage of my money to make me smile for 3 full days. this is what commissioning Claire gets you guys. If you commission work
from
her,
it's a full service. Like,
oh, the last thing I got from Claire actually. I'll pop it up in the Discord as well because it's so I just got her to draw me a science kobold and it's the best thing ever.
Oh,
I just need that so much. It's so perfect. It's so beautiful. Anyway, and I just and it's really nice too to get a nice relationship with someone who draws and you can pay to make your brain things come true.
No, it feels good. I feel like a Renaissance artist or whatever.
Yes. When Patreon first turned up, I was like, this is exactly what I've been asking for all these years. I remember back before Patreon existed, Brandon, when
yes.
we first met.
Yes.
And I kept on saying, I just want to put you all up in my basement and pay you money to draw me things. And now Patreon exists.
Now Patreon exists. Man, I feel like you missed out on a business opportunity there.
Probably.
It would have probably required far more work than she would have been willing to put.
Probably. She'd been bored in like 2 weeks and moved on.
Yeah.
To her next have, fandom. Like, the writer fandom.
Explosions on the side of the website.
Hey, I'm still doing the podcast. It still gets edited.
You
put
are.
Up,
like, I'm 61. Proud of all of us. This is the longest we've stuck with anything.
To be fair, we talk a lot about like bullshit, so... It works well with keeping our focus because there is
really
no focus.
Oh. Okay.
The best thing about the podcast for me is I get to relive the bullshit. It's not great. I get it twice, three times if I decide to listen to the episode as well.
Real time bullshit. Real-time bullshit. Listener Rose wants to know. Pick one evolution for a whole team.
Okay, as we talked about last week, I wouldn't care about being effective, so I would just have a team of Sylveons because they're really cute, and I would have my, like, fashion team.
I'm torn between Leafeon and Jolteon because I love them both so much. But
I feel like Leafeon would be more huggable.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is
probably.
A point in its favor.
I'd go Espeon. Because I want to fuck you all up psychically. There's a lot of really, really fucked up psychic visions coming your way.
How did I forget about Umbreon?
A punch of
piss
on Umbreon.
I mean, you would already fuck us all up psychically by having... You would have a Mr. Mime somehow.
Yeah.
Even though that was your team was only supposed to be Espeon, somehow there'd be a Mr. Mime.
Has someone done it?
It wouldn't even have to do anything. We would see it and it would fuck us up psychically.
It was someone done it. Like, people have been doing the mashup evolutions of things. So has someone done a Mr. Mime crossed with an Espeon?
Oh my god.
I believe people have probably like avoided doing Mr. Mime crossed with anything.
because he's human looking. It'd be a Mr. Mime centaur.
I would cross Mr. Mime with like Machop or Machamp or whatever, you know?
Yeah, but they're all human. That's, don't, you're a coward, Brandon.
I know.
Brandon Hillman, you are a coward.
Cross Mr. Yes, Mime. And then the FBI would have to have like the weird, horrible, jointed legs that Mr. Mime has.
Oh, yes.
And it would just move like a horrible like doll or puppet thing.
Spider. It'd be like a spider Pokemon. Ah! It, like,
I had a horrible idea. Well, horrible is subjective, I guess, while I was writing the notes yesterday. And I thought that we should take a poll and see which currently non-existent evolution we want Claire to design for us.
Ooh.
Like, I want a ghost one.
I know. That was what I was thinking too.
Yes. But there, 2 out of 3. I don't care what it says that wins.
What was the one that you said? Ghost. Brandon? Sorry, the one that I, the ghost.
Ghost. I don't know. I was just saying like we should make a poll on Twitter or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It's spoopy season. I feel like.
Yeah, ghost.
I feel like a ghost. Cute. But I thought Umbreon was the ghost one. What's Umbreon?
No, Umbreon's dark.
A dark type.
Dark type.
I'm not sufficiently Pokemon nerdy. I have failed in my duty to be a nerd.
Well, Pokemon all right nerd. Then. Fuck the listeners. Claire's gonna draw ghost type evolution.
it can be your Patreon request that nobody made this month.
Oh my god, I didn't make one this month. Oh,
I know. I made a whole point of like doing it the 1st of October just so.
I know. I think I even like said something about it. Oh,
that's fine. Now I'm in the middle of another Good Omens picture, so you're going to have to wait.
Well, that's my request.
I'm like, excellent. I'm allowed to ask. I think I'm allowed to ask for Patreon requests too, but I haven't been doing it because.
Yeah, you're high enough. I believe in my tier where it's like you can request unlimited amounts. I made it so because before it was only 5 and up could make requests, and I did it. Now it's $1 and up can make requests once a month.
Nice.
Nice.
All right. Well, I'll just request things that'll break your Photoshop again. How's that?
I mean, too late. It's been permanently broken since.
Oh no.
Man.
I keep hoping some update or something will fix it, but it's updated a couple times since then and it's still broken.
I saw you using it today. I mean, that's got to be frustrating.
It doesn't. Like, that's the worst thing, is it's really erratic in when it will crash. There's no telling why or when. Luckily, Photoshop has gotten good enough. It will show you a restored version. It'll be like, well, here's the last time you saved, and here's a restored version that's a little bit closer to where you actually were.
Oh my god. Oh, I would scream and throw things.
But yeah, it drives me completely bonkers.
Okay, I'm gonna push this along here because I want to get to Claire's segment, but we got to go to the lit corner first.
Oh yeah, I did some research for this one,
and I was just wondering if anybody was reading anything interesting. I actually don't know what Imogen's reading this week, if anything. I'm finishing up Marian Black. I'm about to start Unpregnant by Jenny Hendricks.
Oh yeah, I saw you tweet about that one.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. It's about a teenage girl who finds out she's pregnant, and then. Apparently has a friend take her across the state to get an abortion. And apparently it's going to be funny. So the book promises humor. So I will report back.
I can see a lot that could be funny about that. I just finished Fall or Dudgeon Hell, which was very, very good. And now I am about to start my first John Scalzi novel.
Ooh.
Because I saw him at Conflux and I felt bad that I hadn't read any of his stuff. So I better read a John Scalzi novel. So I'm going to start Old Man's War, which is John Scalzi. Science fiction, apparently. And apparently, according to him in the talk, he doesn't draft. Because he's a trained journalist.
Uh-huh.
So he edits on the fly. And when he finishes a novel, he just sends it straight to his editor. There's no second draft. And so I'm going to read this and see if it actually works. Because
he's very successful.
He's a very successful author and is on bestseller lists and all that sort of stuff. So some people like it. But
yeah. I mean, that's how I wrote fan fiction.
That's how
and
I write
most
fan fiction.
Most of my school essays. What?
I mean, all my fan fiction is legitimately more popular than my original fiction, so I should probably just switch back to doing it that way for
us. Oh, God, yeah. No, I haven't read... I've got a pile of books that I've been meaning to read, but Good Omens has literally destroyed my brain. All I've read pretty much since then has been fan fiction. There's so much of it, you guys.
There's... I'm so jealous. What was the gem you found for us today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Non-Good Omens fan fiction. My there's a fanfic for that for the day is Tetris, because I knew there was Tetris fanfiction and I had to know how much there was. There's 19 works on AO3. Some of these are hard to quantify because some of them are podfics and I never can decide if those count.
What the fuck is a podfic?
It's when it's recorded voice rather than...
They drive me nuts because I'm too lazy to listen to them. So sometimes they sound interesting.
I didn't know you could do that in AO3 now. That's cool.
Yeah, you can also put art. Some of this is art. Like, one, for example, is art that is tagged as DubCon. there's some Tetris shit going on in the Tetris fandom. Because that is not the only one that is, like...
DubCon with non-consensual sex or something.
Yeah. It was 227 words long and I read the whole thing and I cannot for the life of me explain it well because it was a wild trip, but yeah, it was non-con actually.
Oh my god.
With it's tagged with like god rape. And it was like half Tetris fandom, half Greek mythology.
What?
Which, yeah, it was something. I was mostly disappointed because, okay, the Tetris blocks have names, and I'm really mad because no one seems to have used their names.
What? They have names?
Because
like the name of the block in general is called a tetranomino.
Okay.
But someone recently posted a picture of, recently as in like this year, of the original fucking booklet that came with the game. The instruction book. They've got wild names. The orange, like, L-shaped one is named Orange Ricky. The blue backwards L is Blue Ricky. The backwards Z is Cleveland Z. The forward Z, or no, the normal Z is Cleveland Z. The backwards Z is Rhode Island Z.
Oh my god.
The straight block is called Hero. The T block is called Tee-wee.
And the Tee-wee. With
Kiwi,
yeah. But with
yep. And the square is called Smash Boy.
Oh man, I know it was before the time, but I wish Smash Boy was spelled with an I.
I know, me too. Oh. But I was so upset because I was hoping someone would have fucking... I mean, maybe some of them did. I didn't read through all of them, but none of them used their... They just used their colors as their tags or
okay,
like...
Okay, you're going to have to... You're going to have to put together like a Instagram-friendly...
Yeah, it's wild. I'll send you a good
and
yeah.
stuff from like just like you know what to do. You've got a crack brain in Photoshop. Yeah. You know what I want.
Yeah, and that's also where I found out because one of them was tagged Puyo Puyo Tetris.
What?
Which is apparently there's a fucking Japanese Tetris game where each block has its own personification, mm-hmm. and they also have names, but they're not as exciting because they're just like. They're just the Japanese pronunciations of a lot of things, so it's like...
Okay, but let's go back to this Tetris porn S-U. For a second. what? I mean, far be it for me to kink shame anybody. Oh my god, that's amazing. Like, I know we've only done this segment 2 weeks, but like, every time I feel like it just keeps getting better. You know?
Oh yeah, that's why I had to look up the Japanese one, because that's the very first one on the list, and it had tags like implied reference death and childbirth.
What? Oh my god.
Like tragedy, and I was like, what is going on?
Is there like an empreg niche of the Tetris fandom out there? Like, now I need to know.
Here, I will give you, guys a link, and then we'll put this somewhere.
All right. No, I need you to, like, piece together some of the best tags.
A drawn picture. Yeah, I'm just saying, you guys have to see this amazing picture of
okay.
the DubCon Tetris picture.
Okay.
Oh, man. Is that what this link is? Is that what I'm gonna...
The expressions on their faces. Yeah. I can't
Oh, my God. Oh, I have to agree to consent. Hold on. Am I not signed in?
That is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, so today's segment was a wild ride.
Oh, that is so much better than I thought it was going to be.
I cannot put enough kudos on that. I am clicking kudos. I am commenting. I am favoriting it. I am bookmarking it. This is the best thing I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
Wait, there's an inspired work art, something in the air tonight. Now I have to look. What the fuck? I don't even know what this is. There's like, what the fuck is going on here?
It's so good.
Yeah, but that's pretty much the whole fucking Tetris tag. It's wild.
Wow.
There's so many that are like major character death and porn and non
major character death. Like, is that when you complete like four lines in a row?
like listen to the summary. It's so amazing. It's one of the ones shipping the L and the Z. Like, it was hard falling down, and he couldn't stop spinning. God, if only he had some control over himself.
Oh my God!
And honestly, it made me really want to start writing some fucking Tetris fanfiction.
Jesus. It's beautiful.
Oh my God, it actually, like uses their names. Tetramino? Is that, like, the ship name? Oh my God!
That's the name of the... That's the that's what the, they named the blocks. The blocks are <That's laughs> tetranominoes or whatever.
We found our new fandom, Claire. Get rid of... Move over, Good Omens. We are nowhere going... that's dead to me. You are dead to me. I am Tetris forever.
Oh, I could make a whole crossover. I mean, there's already...
where's my Dr. Mario Tetris crossover, people? Come on. Oh boy,
that's beautiful.
Well, that was
that. I mean, guys, if you're not on the Discord, you're missing out because you need to see the link to that. You need to see that link. It is the best thing I have ever seen. Anyway. Wow.
I am so glad that Claire brought up this segment. Like, oh, who knew? I was missing out on a whole realm of fanfiction.
So stay tuned next week to find out the other, all the unexplored, delicious realms of fanfiction.
Yeah, look, it's the best thing ever. I while we're talking about this segment as well, it's Archive of Our Own's donation drive at the moment as well, I think. Or is it just finished?
AO3? I think it just started.
Yeah.
I think it's still going.
It started last week. I'm going to plug for them. They have reached their goal, but they don't ask for very much.
No, they don't.
It's a lot of work to maintain AO3.
And they're very transparent about how they spend their money, too. And I mean, if this is the beauty that is going to come from donating to AO3.
This is the beauty that's alive because...
We would not be... I would be so much more depressed if AO3 did not exist.
This never would have happened on FF.net. Like,
no,
or at the very least, it would have been too hard to fucking find.
I know,
exactly. It's just the most amazing place. They deserve their Hugo. We deserve our Hugo. They deserve money to operate.
That's fantastic.
They are just. I would bloody well give them half of my house.
I kind of want to make this my desktop background.
Do it.
Yes!
Sorry, Karn and Innes, you've been replaced.
By the new... new kids on the block?
This is so perfect.
The new kids on the block!
God!
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, I love it. Speaking of erotic economy...
I've been putting erotic comedy.
I was so proud of making that portmanteau last night, and I can't even pronounce it.
Yeah, you didn't think you'd have to say the word.
Erotic comedy?
The erotic comedy segment our book club that I want to put together. I'll put out a poll to see what we want to start with. Like, there was a new tingler this morning, and then I found that...
It was a bisexual dice tingler.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then I found a...
He's really...
I didn't find, I was alerted to the existence of a Colonel Sanders Victorian age yesterday.
That was so good. Like, the fucking author described it as Victorian AU KFC fanfic.
Kentucky Fried Chicken fanfiction. Oh, man. Yeah. So I would,
I'll make a poll for that.
Yeah.
And then when I graduate, I'll start a book club. Okay.
I'm worn out. I'm dying. I've been killed by Tetris fanfic. Yeah, the New Kids on the Block thing reminded me that I've been checking my bisexual news alerts in my mail. And I got a really good one the other day, which is, let me just find the exact wording. Yeah,
that was a
wild
headline.
Oh, I gotta put
the exact wording of the headline.
Was that the Harry Styles one?
Yeah.
Yes! I just gotta find the exact wording of the headline for you guys, because it was fantastic and necessary.
I wish that I could post to Instagram from my laptop, because it would make putting links in the show notes.
You should be able
easier.
You can log on to Instagram on your computer.
You can, but I don't think you can post from it.
There's rumors going around in the bisexual community that Harry Styles has come out as bisexual, but there's been nothing official as yet. But
yeah, I mean, it was on coming out day, so
it was. Yeah, he posted it on coming out day, but he hasn't actually said anything. He hasn't come out and said I am bisexual. As we all know, you can't be bisexual unless you say the words I am bisexual, and in fact, you can't be bisexual unless at least 17 other people also say you are bisexual. Yeah, but this is a news headline on Pop Buzz, which is a Pop Buzz music. Website, which is as follows. Harry Styles strips naked and has a bisexual orgy in lights up video. It's just like, okay.
Man.
I doubt that he did that. Yeah. I haven't watched the video, but I doubt
I didn't
he
watch
had
the video, but the
bisexual.
Stills they said he did seem to be in a mass of bodies.
Yeah. And
it
honestly,
didn't quite look like an
like,
orgy so much as
I don't care
I don't
if
know.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, all I cared about was the headline, which was very good.
The headline with the stills combined. I'm here
for
that.
Yep.
That was also another little thing I stuck talking to the Discord.
If he didn't want that to happen, he shouldn't have dressed that way. Oh, that was terrible. Man. That was a terrible joke. But
it was.
Anyway.
But I honestly thought it was an Onion article, and then I clicked on it. Like, Onion article. Okay, cool. Fine.
Oh man, like the Onion and Real News is getting too close these days.
Oh yeah. Like sometimes
yeah, but
really...
not, not usually on the Harry Styles front.
Oh yeah. But yeah, but on the American news front, it definitely is.
Yeah, yeah. Like, definitely.
Oh, there's too many times where people will like make a parody thing that Donald Trump said, and I'm like, I literally can't tell if this is parody or if it's something
no,
he said.
I have to.
I mean,
share.
Honestly, sometimes it's smarter.
Where did I find the damn thing? I have to share with you guys the it's an announcement of the official presidential portrait for 45, uh-huh. And I'll post the link to you guys because it's amazing. You have to actually like click through and read it. You can't just look at the picture. Like the picture is good, but and I'll find a way to put a post. We got to start finding a way to put links in the show notes or something.
Well, you can pop it up on the Twitter or the Instagram, and people can like from there.
And so there's that.
You can
and
tell
then
us.
Ryan shared with us an animal called a Ciro. Is that how you say it? Ciro? Ciro?
Oh, who knows? But yeah, it looked like Satan.
It looked like Satan. It looked in it. It's like it looks like a thestral goat of some type, which is coincidental.
Yeah, it's
nice.
It's wild.
Because and I think it's adorable, but it's coincidental because I watched The Witch this week.
Oh yeah!
Like out of nowhere, I was like, "I want to watch a horror movie," and so this is the one we picked. And so between Ciro and the goat in The Witch, Black Phillip, like I feel like that can't be a coincidence, can it? Am I being?
I think you Yeah, I'm very proud of you for actually watching horror films.
It's actually really good. And I mean, I'm taking that witchcraft and medieval Europe class. And so, like, a lot of the content and the facts that were focused, it was based on, like, firsthand accounts of witch trials in Salem and stuff. and or in New England, and a lot of it matches up with stuff that I've been learning in class, and it's really fascinating. So it's very cool. I loved
Gotta
it.
Gotta get back into that.
Plus, the end is just like.
Sorry, I just followed your link for the presidential portrait.
It's a link for the chaser, isn't it? The chaser dudes are Australian. They're quite cool. We should probably wrap up.
Yeah, probably. Wow, that's like one of the first times we haven't gotten through everything.
Oh yeah, we
didn't go
spent
off
a lot of
for
time.
Like half an hour.
Look, our chitter chatter time was fine. I mean, that's what.
We can save it for next week.
Just a reminder that for every written review we get on your podcast platform of choice, we're going to donate $1 to Scarlatine and give them a little boost.
Say, just make screenshot sure to it screenshot or whatever.
Screenshot it.
Send it over to us through the email or Twitter or however you prefer to do it.
We'll compile that.
And the email is
bibibicast@gmail.com.
You can also go to byebyebyecast.tumblr.com, which has links to like everything.
Do we have
Patreon and Instagram and Facebook?
Do we have the submit button open over there? So that people can send like screen caps to the Tumblr.
We do not. I probably should.
That could be adjusted.
We'll see.
I just didn't know what
tag.
People
You can also just tag us on.
Yeah, people tag. We've gotten some tags.
Yeah, just tag us.
If you tag.
Because then I can decide tag us.
Whether. And you can tag us on Twitter as well. That's fine. Yeah, or tag us on or write it on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Or you can even make comments on the the official blog, the blog where upon our RSS feed has a comment. Has a comment section as well, which I mean, I know that the blog is basically just there as a medium for which to shove podcast into your ears. But it also has functionality.
Yeah. Or
of
course,
its own.
There's always the Discord, which is a good place too.
Yeah, that's a good place too. If you come in there, we're forced to acknowledge everything you put in front of us. Yeah.
I will just say on the episode notes there are links to the Discord, the Twitter, the.
Instagram.
There isn't one to the Instagram because I don't know how to do that. I'll do that at some point. But there's usually Discord, Twitter, and Claire's Redbubble where you can buy merch because we do have some really cool merch. And the Patreon. So you can jump on the Patreon. And if you become a patron, you do get access to our special D&D episode and my cat porn and upcoming soon my
December
Ween persona.
December Ween special.
Yes, we will do a December Ween special. We're unfortunately not going to be able to do a game special before Halloween, but we will do something spooky next week.
I'm going to name my character Canberra just for Tom. So.
Yes! Nice. It'll have to be a bear, that means. You realize this?
Well, always.
Of one type or another.
A bear will
okay,
a bear.
We best be off. Okay.
Anyway.
it's a pleasure, guys. Always. Please get in touch. We love you. We love you so much.
Mwah.
We love
you
deeply. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.